Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, Niamh Shaw is a scientist who has joined me from rocket launches, satellite monitoring centres, all sorts of cool places. But this is actually the coolest location of all, literally, because she is live on the line now from Antarctica. Niamh, how are you?
I'm great, Jen. I'm great.
Are you frozen?
Looking right now out at a huge mountain just covered in snow. We're coming up to the Shetland Islands. We're slowly making our way back up to Argentina now. But yeah, I'm very tired because we've packed in an awful lot over the last kind of 2.5 weeks. But yeah, just feeling very, very lucky to have this experience. I'll tell you, it's been incredible.
Niamh, can you remind people why you went?
Yeah, I went on for the last kind of 2 years. I've been working with a group of women from all over the world, from 18 different countries, organized by this not-for-profit company called Homeward Bound. And they put together women from science like myself who have an interest in climate change. And they bring us here. We're working on the boat the whole time. It's exhausting. And to kind of share our knowledge and our passion and see if we can work together on new projects to help kind of break down our understanding of climate change. And for me particularly, I came on it to see, is there a way that I can explain it and help people understand and care and find solutions and more importantly, to push our governments and the people that are making decisions to do more to keep our planet as beautiful as it is down here. Because when you come down here, you realise this is how the rest of the world mm-hmm. should really look, you know.
Can you talk me through some of what you've seen since you've got there? Because you must be one of the very select few Irish people yeah. ever to visit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that there's cruises and stuff that people have probably gone on down here, but ours is different. Ours is a smaller ship. I mean, the crew take really good care of us. I've eaten so well and been kept warm on the boat, but oh my gosh, it's very overwhelming. It's the first thing that happened was we first went to the Falklands because there was a really strong storm, and so we had to divert to the Falklands, and you can't go to South Georgia anymore. Well, a lot of our ship decided not to go to South Georgia because there's this outbreak of avian flu now, and it's affecting penguins and lots of the bird life that are in this region for the first time ever. So we've had to take very strong, what's known as biosecurity measures every time we go on a landing, which is where you stop. And you get in these kind of rubber boats called Zodiacs, and they take you to different parts of the region. You have to. We had very strict measures to clean our boots. You know, you can't bring any food with you. Mm-hmm. If you're going to bring any items, they have to be in a waterproof bag. Nothing touches the snow except your feet. You can't sit in it. You can't lean on it. You can't nothing.
Wow.
And so so then when we started actually doing landings, it's just alive and teeming with life in a way it's very rare to see anywhere else. So it's pure nature. There's no infrastructure of people here at all. You see the odd hut. We went to the, you know, the penguin post office that's a former kind of a whaling station. So this tiny little hut, and it's now kind of like a museum. And some of the places, I swear to God, I actually thought, like, this can't be real. It's just not possible that it's so real. A few days ago, we went to a place called, I think, Culverville Island. And it was, it's the largest population of Gentoo penguins, which is one of the breeds of penguins that are down here. And as we were coming in, we had all these icebergs around us, tiny icebergs around us, and then as we were coming in, all these penguins were just swimming in the water, and it was like an animation from Elf. And then looking on the land, there was all these penguins, like they have their highways, mm-hmm. and it's just like this whole society and community happening that is, and they're absolutely oblivious and couldn't care less about us. And what it does, it really hits you in the heart, because you sort of go, you know, because in the evenings we'd have lectures from glaciologists and people who've studied penguins and stuff, And they take you through how much of the ice is melting, how much the glaciers are retreating, and how it's impacting the whole ecosystem. So it's not just that we have this massive increase of water in the area, it's also that the whole ecosystem is being affected, and different species and stuff are disappearing. There's one species of penguins called the Adélie penguins, and they're small ones. There's regions where they used to breed, and they haven't come back anymore because the ice is gone, and that's what they need for breeding. Just now, just before you came on the phone, our expedition leader just came on the PA and said, "Oh, there's a whale outside, just to the bow." And so that's the thing that gets me. Every time I see a whale, I get really upset, because it's just, there's this whole world happening here. And I feel like the Antarctic is like a time machine. It's like, that's the way the world used to be before we kind of industrialized it or whatever. And to survive here is extremely difficult, because it is beautiful, but it's very, very extreme. So one or two of the days we had landings when it's quite stormy, and you don't know what you're doing. You're all over the shop, and that's where, the people that are experienced kind of really take care of you, because the cold is just biting.
Yeah.
And, the snow can be slippery, and, so we are not in charge. That's the thing that I keep feeling and seeing, and the grace of the animals, who are just like, they know their place and they're happy to be in this beautiful ecosystem. But, we have no chance whatsoever to come in here and take over, because the weather is too extreme. The regions are too different and too thin, So it's, you've got to kind of know your place in this. And so I feel like it's a time machine. It's like, this is the way the planet used to be. Mm. And we somehow have to find our place back in the planet.
You are forever.
It makes complete sense. That's what I'm trying to process.
It makes complete sense. And I've never spoken to you on any expedition you've done or wherever you've been in the world where you actually sound quite... you're not emotional, but it's really hit home to you. The beauty and the magnitude of this.
I am emotional, Jen.
And you're forever doing these expeditions that give you a serious dose of perspective, but I think this one more so than anything. So what I want to ask you, Niamh, is from your trip so far, what do you want the people at home to know? What do you want us to know about this trip?
Well, firstly, thank you so much to the people who supported me, because it is a privilege, and sometimes it's embarrassing to get the opportunity to be here, because you feel like, so few people get to do this. So that's the first thing. But the people at home, I want us to push our governments and the people who are, building homes and streets and infrastructure. I want us to demand more from them. Mm-hmm. And I want us all in the next 10 years to have homes that are sustainable. I want us to have an infrastructure where it's not just about buying a keep cup because we feel bad. It's that we all have to work together on this. And a lot of the decisions aren't going to be from us, because we're not the people that are building the streets and and the lampposts and the things and all the things that are working against the way our planet works. I'm just seeing a whale blowhole. I'm not joking you. I've just seen a whale just come up and blow, take his breath and blow water out of his blowhole. But that's what I would really like, because I would love to see our planet return to the bountiful resources that it should have, and that we work together, and anything that we take from it, we put back, because we are not in charge. The planet is going to survive, but our species may not if we do not start to get our act together, Jen.
Niamh, mind yourself out there. How long have you got left on the trip?
I will. I'm going to come into Ushuaia port on Friday. Okay. So we just have another few days. We've got a really tough crossing coming up on Wednesday and Thursday, the Drake Passage. And it was pretty extreme getting down here. Seemingly the Drake Passage is even worse. Oh, there's two whales now.
There's two. Of course there is. I've never in the history, I've been on air 10 years, I've never spoken to anybody. Go, oh, there's just a whale there, just blown out of his blowhole there. Oh, there's another one. There's two. You're amazing. You're incredibly brave to go to these places, and we appreciate you. And we're getting a lot of texts in saying how amazing you are, and we appreciate the information and you going through the sickness and the coldness to get your message to people. So we do appreciate you. So please stay safe, and I'll chat to you when you come back, okay?
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Niamh. Talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
You too. Love. Bye. Bye. There we go. Dr. Niamh Shaw, absolute legend, joining me live from Antarctica. Incredible stuff.
Jem Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.